get a description of just exactly what happened to you up in the mountains.
You're just a research organization?
Right. This is a private research organization with a group of scientists and laymen studying the UFO mystery.
Okay. I wandered into this campsite in the evening, and I just kind of noticed some kind of log shelters. I mean, they weren't big log shelters. They were just about two or three logs laid on one another, and they were just kind of made like somebody was starting to build some sort of a cabin or something, but just got a few logs put on. There were just two of these structures. So what I did was I built myself a little bed in there and was just settling down to sleep. And then I kind of, this full moon came up, and I noticed some clouds. I just, you know, woke up and was out, and there were people, I knew there were people looking for me that night, and looking for me that day, and I saw these clouds going along the sky. They weren't too far above my head. They weren't too high in the sky, but I just kind of noticed kind of a strange cloud formation go by. There may have been one or two of them, and then I kind of yelled at them, you know, for some reason.
Yes.
Then I noticed some further up in the sky, kind of like a star. I kind of saw these they looked like a couple of they look a little bit bigger than stars, but they looked like they were just a couple of them just overhead there, and then I just didn't think any more about them. You know, I was just standing there, and then I noticed kind of over to my right ways, there just seemed to be some sort of a strange light or something, maybe something landing over there. And then in a little while, I just noticed these people kind of coming in, and they kind of looked like gypsies or Indians. I mean, they looked like sort of nomadic people, and they were of all ages.
Yes.
And they just kind of they didn't talk or anything. They just they talked, but I didn't hear them. And then I just kind of was sitting there observing them, and they were seemed to be making camp or something. They seemed to be putting some vehicles in these log cabin places, in log places, and they. They just seem to come in like they've been there before, and they were just kind of taking over. So I just kind of watched them, and then I talked to them, tried to talk to them about something about getting me out of here. And this one fellow showed me some kind of a vehicle or some strange thing that looked like. I don't know whether it would get me out of there or not, but I didn't know what to do, so I just went back to where I was standing. And then there seemed to be two helicopters looking for me, I thought, that night. They seemed to be going side by side and looking for me. And so I kind of stood, I had this flashlight, and I stood out in kind of the open. This is a little plateau here. There are trees, but there is some plateau, and they seemed to be looking for me. And these people, they kind of drifted out to be around me. I mean, they seemed to be of all ages, and one of them was asleep. And they just seemed to be, some of them were sleeping around me or something. I mean, they just kind of followed me out there. And then I, just as those helicopters were about to get to me, I thought, and see me, the full moon went down, and so they just kind of discontinued their search there because the full moon had gone down.
Yes.
And so So then I was pretty discouraged, and I just went and I went over by the stream, and they kind of came with me, and this older lady, she said I should sleep in these pine boughs, so I just went and slept in these, well, know what they are, balsam boughs or whatever, and then I went to sleep, and then I woke up, and there was nobody there, except I saw some horses, and they went away, I mean, they galloped away, and then I went in that campsite, and there was just nobody there at all, and I just didn't check for prints or anything, and then I heard some dog barking, but I just, you know, went up the mountain, hoped I'd be seen that day.
Those vehicles that were they put into these log sections, what did they look like?
Oh, I'm not sure. I didn't really get a good look at them. They seemed to be kind of like, they seemed to be rectangular in shape. Seemed like they could push them in kind of a log structure. They look kind of like, and they seem to be like, I mean, they weren't canoes, but they could, kind of seem to be pushing them in these log structures kind of like they would canoes or something like that. And they also seem to have some possible other vehicles around, but I just couldn't tell. I mean, it was kind of hazy. At night, these people, they just seem to look different, and, you know, they just, they just look like a kind of a tribe of people, I wasn't terrified of them because they look like people to me, I don't really know what to think about it. I don't know whether it was something of an hallucination or whether it was actually true or not, but while I was experiencing it, I thought that what I was seeing was true, you know, what was really there.
Right. Well, did those vehicles appear to be metallic?
I think so. You know, I would say, you know, if I had to guess, I would say they were.
Okay. Now, that light that you saw that came down out of the sky and landed, what did that look like?
Well, I didn't really. Oh, I mean, it was kind of a penetrate. I mean, it was. Kind of a light. I mean, it was. I just don't remember that much about the light itself. It looked like a fairly strong light. It was a white light. And I just didn't notice it coming down that much until it seemed to be kind of down, and I just wasn't looking that direction.
Yes. Did no verbal contact or communication?
Well, I was talking, but they. And they seemed to understand what I was saying, or I thought they did, but they didn't. They seemed to talk to each other, but they didn't seem to. I didn't hear them, you know. I didn't hear any sounds from them. They were just kind of moving around very silently.
Okay, now when they were moving about the area, could you hear them walking on the ground, snapping twigs and so forth?
Oh, not particularly, no.
Uh-huh.
Just didn't have a feeling of it.
Okay. Have you had any anything strange to happen since that experience?
No. I just that was just the second night that I was lost, and then I think that was Wednesday night, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday I was also out. Wasn't out at that particular location, but I was out there, and I didn't experience anything like that then, and since then I haven't. I haven't dreamed or dreamt or anything about it, so nothing like that has happened since then.
I noticed by the story here that you did report it to the sheriff. Did you give him a complete rundown on that?
Oh, I thought I did.
Yeah.
But I don't know how. You know what the sheriff thought about it. I suppose he was a bit skeptical of it.
Oh, sure. I was just wondering if you thought to ask him if they'd had any UFO reports in the area at that time.
No, I didn't think to ask him. I also, it'd be interesting to know whether there were actually two helicopters looking for me at that time.
Yes.
Wednesday night, they were by the full moonlight, whether they were going side by side, and. So at least, it'd be interesting to know that.